The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Challenges for mindfulness, for meditation, is the thinking that takes them away from the present moment. Thinking takes them away from really being here in a clear way. And so it's very interesting in mindfulness practice to start noticing what is it that takes you away from the present. And so if it's thinking, then just be curious about the nature of that thinking. Sometimes meditators, you know, if the instructions are, you know, meditate on the breathing, then it can be very easy to try to, you know, to have an aversive relationship to our thoughts, you try to bat them away, and you know, try to suppress them, get them away, quiet them down, you know, beg them to quiet down, do anything you can to get. What we want to do is, when you notice that the mind wanders off a lot in thought, you want to actually notice a little bit what's going on there. What's that like? And get to know that side of yourself. What's that thinking of your mind like? What goes on there? And one of the things to notice is whether you're thinking, if you think more in images or more in words. And just that, it's words, it's images, can sometimes give you a little distance from the content of it, and kind of, you're not so glued to it and pulled into it. And then, what else can you notice about the nature of your thinking? Do you mostly have conversations with people? Are you mostly having a conversation with yourself? Are you mostly planning? Are you mostly remembering? Are you mostly rehearsing? Or is it mostly fantasy? What's in very broad terms, what are the main kind of themes or concerns you have when you think? And again, that's also meant to be a way to step back from your thinking, so you're not caught in the content so much. Just to notice, there it is again, I'm planning. Oh, isn't that interesting? And this approach of noticing how you're thinking and what goes on in your thinking, taking time to see it, is in the service of helping the mind be less reactive, helping the mind be quieter. So as you notice your thinking and kind of look at it and kind of observe it a little bit, can you observe it from a quiet place? Can you observe it with the idea that you're helping it become quiet? Not that you can just turn a button and turn it off, but that's kind of the direction you're going. So you're certainly not going into the direction of thinking more about your thinking, you know, like kind of spinning out and all that. So don't make your thinking a enemy. Don't make your thinking a problem for your meditation. But if you have if the thinking takes you away from the present, takes you away from the breath, or takes you away from your walking as you do walking meditation, get curious about that, and wake up to that, what's going on there. But don't think a lot about what's going on. Just kind of observe. Just kind of curious. What is going on? And get better familiar with that side of yourself. It's a wonderful thing to do. So thank you.